In the lunchtime edition, the NUPW calls for more consultations on government's plan to restructure five state agencies. Traffic accidents continue to spike. Local insurance companies concerned about the trend. The Democratic Labor Party wants a chance for more public input in the proposed new child protection bill before it's passed. Trinidad makes it clear it has no intention of sending any troops or military personnel as part of a peacekeeping force in Haiti. More concern about an upsurge in violent crime in St. Lucia. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The National Union of Public Workers wants more consultations on government's plan to restructure five state agencies, stressing that it has a number of concerns it needs to have clarified. The NUPW General Secretary Richard Green was speaking a day after the Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey announced that government is finalizing the planned merger of several agencies that fall under his ministry. Mr. Green notes that there's a significant number of departments involved, and the union and the workers they represent need more details on what's planned.
Well, NUPW obviously will be involved in the proposed changes and reform at the Financial Services Commission. There are also some changes at the Government Information Service at the BIDC. And then there's the transition of corporate affairs and intellectual property. And, of course, the National Housing Corporation, where they are also going through a reform there. So there's a significant amount of reform activity within the public service, and consistently been asking for the timely information be presented that we can advise our members and be in a position to speak to the transitions and the processes based on our previous experience with transition.
Mr. Green explained some of the details the NUPW requires.
We request consultation as a prerequisite, but definitely what we ask for are primarily the draft legislation, the terms and conditions of employment that would speak to the entitlement of the workers there for the protection of their entitlement.
The NUPW General Secretary Richard Green. A continuing upward trend in road traffic accidents in Barbados in the first quarter of this year continues to worry local insurance companies. The president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, tells Starcom Network News accidents are up by more than 10%.
The frequency of motor accidents continues to increase. It's early in the first quarter, so we don't have the exact numbers of accidents for the first quarter. But anecdotally, based on what we are seeing through January and February, there continues to be a 10 to 15% increase in the frequency of accidents year on year, right? For the same first quarter, 2023 over 2024, we would expect to see, when the numbers are finalized, to have an increase at least to 10 to 15% in the frequency of accidents.
And Mr. Grimm is convinced that many of these accidents are avoidable.
The biggest concern that we have is that, the majority of these accidents are avoidable. They're not major, catastrophic and avoidable accidents. A lot of them are down to driver inattentiveness and misuse of roundabouts. Now, we have not seen any material, public education or signage around the roundabout since the whole tracking of the accidents have started. So I think it's time that we need to really do something serious about public education on inattentive driving and on exit and entry into the roundabouts in this country.
The president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, in the lunchtime edition. The Democratic Labour Party wants the public to be given a chance to scrutinize and provide more feedback on the proposed child protection bill before it's passed. The DLP's third vice president, Felicia Dujon, a child rights activist, also hopes the recommendations of key interest groups are included in the legislation.
we are hoping that this amendment will review some of the recommendations which were made by various stakeholders, including the Child Care Board, the Bar Association, and other entities that had a responsibility to ensure that all facets of this bill was taken into consideration to provide greater protection for children, and of course, do not over infringe or override the rights of parents. And so we are looking forward to seeing the amendment bill, that is, that it is placed in the public domain so that citizens can have access to it.
The DLP's third Vice President, Felicia Dujon. The Ministry of Education today hosting the finals of the Future Forward Schools Innovation Challenge, in which students got a chance to develop solutions to real-world problems across various sectors. They were tasked with designing a prototype and are now pitching that design in front of a panel of judges. Delivering remarks during the start of the event at Solidarity House, the Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw, outlined the aims of the competition.
On this journey towards discovering new learning pathways, they would have honed their skills in the research and curation of information. They learned to critically assess information, challenge concepts, and apply their own creativity to solve problems. This challenge, entitled Future Forward, represents not only the pitching of student-designed futuristic solutions to real-world problem-solving, but it simultaneously represents the future of our education system, which must change to meet the new and dynamic demands of the 21st century.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw. St. Lucia Police investigating the circumstances that led to the discovery of the bodies of two men at a settlement near a landfill last night. In a statement, the police said that one of the bodies has been identified as a son of a man who was killed last year in Viewfort. Meantime, the St. Lucia Police are yet to identify the second victim following the discovery of the bodies with gunshot injuries. Media reports said members of the public found one of the bodies and alerted the police, who discovered the other deceased while at the scene. The Trinidad and Tobago government says it will not be providing any military assistance to Haiti, where criminal gangs are seeking to overthrow the government. And rescue efforts are underway in Taiwan after a 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck the island's eastern coast, killing at least 9 people and injuring more than 800. Our top stories. The NUPW calls for more consultations on government's plan to restructure 5 state agencies. Traffic accidents continue to spike in Barbados. Local insurance companies are concerned about the trend, an increase of about 10 to 15% for the year so far. The General Insurance Association says most of the accidents are indeed avoidable. The Democratic Labour Party wants a chance for more public input in the proposed new child protection bill before it's passed. Trinidad makes it clear it has no intention of sending police or military personnel as part of a peacekeeping force in Haiti. More concerned about an upsurge in violent crime in St. Lucia as 2 bodies are found near a landfill, at least 9 dead and more than 800 missing after a powerful earthquake hits Taiwan. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.